It's time for a Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning bonus segment. Well, Len, you don't live in the city, but I do, and you see a lot of rats all over the place.
You see them.
Subway.
Oh, I see them. You walk down the street, they're scurrying, or you drive early in the morning the way I do.
Yep.
Scurrying across the street.
And also across the street from me where the park is. I live on the West Side Highway. As the sun is going down, and if you take a walk through the park at twilight or ride your bike as the sun is going down, you see the rats coming out in full force scurrying around. Well, de Blasio, our Cracker Jack mayor, you know, he's really tackling this rat infestation head on. You know what the plan is?
No, what's the plan?
He's telling people, don't feed the rats.
Well, that'll do it, right?
Yeah, that'll do it. Don't feed the rats. Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. That's it? That's the whole program?
Don't feed the rats. It's a problem if you leave food out because that attracts the rats. Jeez!
I didn't know that.
No clue. No clue about that.
But according to the story in your New York Post, Michael Riedel,
the front page, actually,
they have park workers going around and talking to people in many parks in the city, and that's what they're telling them.
Don't feed the rats.
Don't feed the rats.
Who the heck is feeding a rat, though? Have you ever seen anyone out there sitting in a park bench saying, here, ratty rat, rat. Here, ratty rat, rat. I got a piece of cheese or some peanut butter for you. Who's intentionally feeding the rats?
Do people still feed the pigeons, like in Central Park?
I think some people do, yes. You know, like the bird lady from Mary Poppins. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag. But nobody is intentionally feeding a rat. You know what de Blasio should do? He should have the sanitation people clear out the trash containers more often. That's where the rats are feeding.